This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Carlos, I know you're pretty used to Lindor doing some pretty spectacular things, but what do you make of that play in particular?
Yeah, unreal. Not an easy one. Overall, you know, for Albi not giving up, you know, after the runner gets a huge jump, and for him to just finish a play, and then Lindor not only picking the baseball but sticking his nose and applying the tag there, pretty unbelievable there. So it was good to see those guys execute it.
You know, he was pointing to Alvarez quite a bit after that, and you mentioned the throw. What was it specifically about that throw that stood out to you the most?
I think the quickness, obviously. And it's easy as a catcher to give up on a play when that runner gets a huge jump. But knowing we're only up by one, and again, just finish the play mentality. And for him to just catching and getting rid of the baseball as quick as possible and getting it there, giving Lindor a chance, and he's pretty amazing there.
What'd you see from Nunez?
He was just off. Clearly didn't have it today. Up four, then he gets to 3-2, and he goes to the breaking ball when he's a guy that should throw his fastballs. You know, first time out, he'll be all right, but it was one of those nights where, you know, he just didn't have it.
Did he have some nerves maybe first time out?
I mean, you know, it's normal, you know, but he's been in this league before and he's pitching high leverage situation. First time out, you know, after what he went through last year, maybe there's a little bit of that. But again, I don't think this is a guy that, you know, put too much into it, regardless of the situation. So maybe first time out, but, he'll be all right.
Did Pete Alonso's home run seem more moonshotty than normal?
Yeah, I mean, off the bat, and you see the reaction from Gurriel in left field, he didn't even move, you know? So he's locked in.
That Lindor homer to give you a little cushion is something that seemed like you've been missing a little bit, maybe over the last week.
We've been missing because we haven't got the results, but we continue to hit ball hard. And that's all we can do. At some point, it's going to turn. Today, we were able to get the big one. But our job is to, you know, do damage, hit the ball hard, create traffic. As long as we're creating traffic and putting people on base, we're going to be in a good spot.
What have you been seeing from Tyrone Taylor lately in his at-bats?
Yeah, he's more athletic at the plate. You know, he's not missing pitches. He's getting good pitches to hit. And, you know, he's been short to the ball. He's hitting line drive. He's using the whole field, controlling the strike zone. But I think you just start with being athletic on the box.
What do you think of Canning?
I thought he was good. They hit some balls hard, but I thought he mixed well. I thought he used all of his pitches, executed when he needed to. For him to go back out in the sixth was huge. But, you know, after that leadoff walk when four pitches were ball out of the hand, that's why I was like, you know, I'm going to go ahead and take him out. But I thought he was good.
When Tyrone Taylor does get hot like this at the plate, how dangerous is he given his base running abilities and the fact that he can take an extra base typically?
Yeah, and I've been saying it the whole year, you know, especially with our guys in the bottom of our lineup, whether it's McNeil, whether it's Acuna, whether it's Tyron. With them on the bases, with what's coming behind them, and then their ability to put pressure on their defense because of their base stealers, they're going to take the extra base. They can go first to third. They can go first to home. So it puts an extra pressure on their guys, and we're going to need those guys in the bottom to get on base.
Felt a little bit under the radar, but Alvarez leading off the seventh, hustles out that infield single, kind of felt like he lit the fuse a little bit.
Yeah, again, finishing the play mentality. Easy to pull up there, but he went down the line and put pressure on them and then didn't make the play. Ended up being a huge run for us, and that's what it's going to take. Everybody executing and finishing plays.
With your pitching having dealt with so much injury, but yet kind of stepping up all year, how big has Canning been for that to sort of pitch so far ahead of his career numbers for you guys?
Huge, you know, and not only Canning, but the whole pitching staff. And that's we've been saying it, you know. Guys are going to go down. Guys will get opportunities, and here they are. You know, we lost two starters early in spring training, and those guys continue to step up. Guys in the bullpen with the two losses by Minter and Danny Young, guys will continue to step up, get opportunities. They're not always going to be perfect, but, you know, as long as they're preparing and giving us a chance, we're going to be in a good place.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.